This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's Meera Sivasuthi. The role of a single parent is challenging for anyone, especially for women who have never previously headed a household or worked outside of the home. Upon finding themselves widowed, divorced or abandoned, single mothers can be faced with a host of emotional, financial and social problems. And that includes feelings of hopelessness, a lack of identity and confidence, and challenges in fulfilling basic family needs and education for children. Now, there is an organization that was set up in mid-2012. It's called Single Mothers International. And with me, the COO, K.S. Vasan, and I also have one of the single mothers, Saliana Ramli, who's joining us. Saliana happens to work at Single Mothers International. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Welcome, Mara.
We have population studies, which has been carried out, census in 2010, and it's quite alarming. 2.9% of our population was either widowed, divorced, or permanently separated. Now, does that sort of worry, and is that what drove, you know, you're one of the co-founders of Single Mothers International. Is that what drove you to set this company up?
You see, actually, Meera, this was about when I was, about last 15 years ago, when I was having my placement of job, that was actually putting in the papers. I found that why couldn't we employ single mothers to work with us? Mm-hmm. So we carried out, I carried out a small advertisement called "The Single Mothers Encouraged to Apply." Oh, it was glad that most of the interviewers were single mothers.
Right.
And
that's something you never see in job advertisements.
And in Malay, we put Ibu Tunggal Digalakkan.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of single mothers applying for that. And what we can do is, we only can employ them. Other than that, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we cannot empower them. We cannot bring them forward to a new frontier. So I went to my best colleague, that is Encik Mohamad Nasifuddin, Dato' Sri Mohamad Najib, who is the Prime Minister's son, mm-hmm. and said, I call him Chief. I said, Chief, what can we do, Chief? We cannot just employ them, you know. Why not we empower them, get something? So we form up this Single Mother International, and we also form up the Yayasan Sokongan Masyarakat to empower single mothers. And both of us, we are the brainchild of this thing, and we are trying to actually develop, bring the single mothers out of the shell and tear the iron curtains of them being single.
Right. And what were some of the major challenges when you first started it? It's what, been just over a year now?
Yeah, it's just a year now.
Okay.
And the most, sorry to say, but the most important thing that we are facing here is the stigma of the single mothers. We're trying to actually take the stigma off of the single mothers, but it's quite difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the challenges that we are facing is to bring this message across to Malaysia, number one, and to the world.
Right.
And we're trying our level best to bring the stigma out. And the first thing that we're trying to do is to raise funds. And we're doing a golf and charity dinner at KLGCC on the 16th of March, who the patron of our golf will be our minister herself, mm-hmm. The woman ministry, Dato' Sri Rohani. And together with that, she is being actually, we are working close with the ministry, actually Ministry of Women, to get this fundraising kind of thing, where we are going to actually bring one part of it as a fundraiser, and another part is to empower them. Because the whole golf tournament will be organized by the single mothers.
I see. Fantastic. Are only single mothers encouraged to play as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Single Mothers International is a profit-making organization, Basan. Fundraising, how does that work? I mean, is there an arm that is also, that has an element of being a non-governmental organization?
You see, what we're trying to do is, you see, the Yayasan Sokongan Masyarakat is non-profitable. It's a Yayasan.
It's a foundation.
It's a foundation. But the Single Mothers International is a profit organization where we have to make a profit to support the single mothers. So at the moment, we are not getting or we are not asking any fund from the government or the ministry, but we are trying to work our fund by driving this golf and things like that. So we're also trying to come up with a publishing a book called the Encyclopedia of it's Encyclopedia of Malaysian Industries, which we're trying. And the group Encyclopedia Group is actually owned by both of us, me and the Encik Muhammad Nasifuddin. And we are trying to actually allocate these funds that we collected from there, and we're going to allocate to the Single Mothers International,
right,
where we are going to empower them. Because what we're going to do is we are going to brand goods. That means we're going to have our Single Mother International mineral water, SM International chocolates, SM International recipe, if can, SM International perfume. So what we're going to do is we are trying to get our brand, and once we get our brand, we're trying to empower single mothers to work along with us. We're also working a special program with the Open University. And the Open University is actually working with us to develop a kind of a professional program where we are encouraging single mothers to go into courses that is certificate, diploma and degree courses, only for single mothers.
Okay.
And with these courses, we are trying to actually empower them into IT, into HR, into English. Even we're trying to also go to medicure and pedicure.
Okay, all right.
And grooming section.
Makes sense. But in terms of Single Mothers International,
right,
so have you, over the last 1 year, have you established any business for these ladies to start driving the revenue?
Good. You see, now the soft launch was done only last Wednesday at the Kementerian Wanita. And after the soft launch, it's going to be our official launch, which is going to be on the 16th. This will be at
November.
Yeah, no, no, 16th of March.
March, okay.
And this is going to be at KLGCC with the golf and the gala dinner, which is going to be held in Siam Dhabi Convention Center. So only after this official launch, we are going to start our recruitment of single mothers.
Okay.
The recruitment of single mothers will be in many stages, and we have the single mothers officially launched, and after that, applications will be sent out nationwide to invite suitable participants based on the necessary of SMI, that is Single Mother International Guidelines. Single mothers nationwide from designated regions and zones, because we got 14 states, so we go on 14 zones, which will be selected, and then there will be an election committee also with that. The participants of the contestants will be in a preliminary stage through qualifying rounds to ascertain their talents, worthiness, and credibility to be the finalist. A total of 40 participants will be selected from 14 Malaysian states and 6 selection zones. Then we go into the semi-finals, which will be 28 participants competing at stage. And the participants will be required to stay maybe in a particular location, because we are going to do the grooming of the participant, the single mothers.
Okay.
Where Yvonne is going to come in also to work with us into grooming them. And after that will be the grand finale as a competition, and 14 participants will be selected, where the grand final will be held somewhere in next year. And we will be choosing our brand ambassadors for SM International.
Okay, that's interesting. But I'll come back to the criteria and how to get involved, who will be their mentors, what sort of businesses, because, you know, this is my perception at least.
Right.
We should really be moving away from the whole beauty contest thing. We should really be moving towards doing serving people, planet, as well as making profits. So we'll come back to that in a short while. But Saliana, you joined Single Mothers International. What do you actually do there?
Working in the office, okay. Admin.
Mm-hmm. When did you become a single mother? You have two children, I understand. They're 16 and 13 now.
Yes.
When did you become a single mother?
Around 2004.
All right. What was that journey like? Could you explain to me? Are you divorced or
I'm divorced.
You were divorced? Okay. What were some of your immediate challenges when that happened?
To be alone.
To be alone. Okay. And then how did you had two children. How did you even start looking after them? Were you working before?
I'm working multi-level company.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then after this, Mr. Vasan.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of your struggles? How did you start getting more money for your children, because you were left alone now? Did you continue working in the multi-level marketing company?
Yes.
And was that enough for you?
Actually, not.
Not enough? Mm. Did you get any support from the Ministry of Women?
No.
You know, Mr. Vasan, coming to that, only we have about 800,000 single mothers in this country. Has that number increased?
Oh, definitely it's increasing. Mm-hmm. Definitely it's increasing.
Yeah, and it was frightening to read that only about 66,000 received some kind of aid from government. Do we know what that aid is?
Well, I can't comment on that mm-hmm. because that is the ministry's aid, you know. That is why what we're trying to do here is we're trying to help the ministry to get into this and to start empowering them. The most important thing that what I'm thinking here, Mira, is on job opportunities and job placements. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to groom them into getting into these job opportunities. And whether they have qualified or they're not qualified, we're trying to give also qualification level. So just to say one thing, Amira, this event that we're having is nothing to do in beauty. It is where we are tapping them in different angles and we are grooming them in different angles. Mm-hmm. So we are not looking at beauty at all because the participant here could be 25, 26, right up to 50, 55.
Right.
So we are trying to actually, the main thing is to tear the iron curtains of them being single, the stigma of being single. Mm-hmm. So when we have our brand as SM International brand being out there, and if they can manage to be brand ambassadors and go out to the world and say that they are delivering some kind of a brand there, which is actually manufactured by
single mothers. Right. So as brand ambassadors, what are the products that immediately you're planning to market?
At the moment now, by about 2 weeks' time, we are going to come up with our own mineral water. It's called the Single Mothers.
And who will make this mineral water?
At the moment now, because we are actually working out with some factories here who are giving us at a very cheap rate. Mm-hmm. We can't go into factory now because of the financial. And what we can do is we are getting a substantial amount of discount rated by these. And once we start selling them, the cost of it and all, we'll be going into manufacturing our own single mother's water. But at the moment now, we are just going to be working
with
marketing and things like that.
All right. You know, Saliana, when you first became a single mother, I mean, did you have family support? Did your parents, your friends, your family, you know, they were all there for you? So you're very lucky then, because very often it's a cultural taboo. People don't quite accept that. Have you, since started working in Single Mothers International, have you met other single mothers and had interaction with them?
Yeah.
How do they feel about being single? Do they have challenges?
What?
Do they have problems as well? What are they?
So many problems, actually.
Like what kind of problems? Mm-hmm. You know, she faces a lot of... the first thing is, when she came here, when she was interviewed by me, she just came for an admin. So I brought her into the picture and I said, never mind now. From the admin, you do something better than that. And we have actually empowered her on different scales mm-hmm. of actually doing press conference.
Tell me the steps. I mean, how did she actually develop?
Okay, we started with actually employing her. And after that, we found that she has certain qualities that has to be actually open. So we opened a nutshell of us and said that you can do all this. Only thing is the lack of communication. Mm-hmm. So most of single mothers today, which I feel that the lack of English communication is not there. So that is why we are also working with Open University to get these English courses and IT courses. Because with these IT and English courses, they can be empowered also on different levels of English. And it'll be actually a good point for them to work not only with us, but in any other corporate fields. So, and the second thing is taking her out and seeing being the first.
Oh, wow.
So
it's like the ambassador.
Exactly. You know? So this is the Single Mothers International. That
it's a magazine.
It's a magazine. It's going to be a magazine.
And Saliana's on the front cover.
She's on the front cover. Mm-hmm. She did not discover this, but we took her and groomed her into a parlor and got her things and all these things. She makes a good ambassador on the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're trying to do, actually, Mira, to get any other single mothers there who has not tapped their inner beauty.
Yeah.
We are not looking at the outer beauty, to tap the inner beauty and bring them out of the nutshell and being the stigma of being single.
We'll come back and find out more about, you know, the plight of single mothers. With me, K.S. Vasan, who's the COO of Single Mothers International, together with Saliana Ramli. She's a single mother. She happens to work in Single Mothers International as well. If you have a question for them, send it through 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome back. It is The Bigger Picture. We're discussing the foundation of single mothers with K.S. Vasan, who's the COO of Single Mothers International, together with Saliana Ramli, who's a single mother herself. Now, there's some statistics which, you know, in my opinion, was rather surprising in 2010 based on a population census study in Malaysia. 2.9% of our population was either widowed, divorced or permanently separated. And of the about 800,000 people at that time, only about 60,000 single mothers were getting some sort of aid from government. And of course, Single Mothers International has been set up in mid-2012, and it is a profit-generating organization. They also have a foundation called Yayasan Sokongan Masyarakat, which is the foundation bit, whereby it is not profit-generating. And K.S. Vasan with me, the COO, is telling me more about how this organization actually functions. Now, what are the criteria, Mr. Vasan? Who constitutes a single mother? Because, as I said earlier, divorced, widowed, permanently separated, abandoned, you know. Of course, there's also this question of many rural areas, many women are married. They go through customary marriages, which are not registered. And when they are left alone, what happens to them? So how then do you consider who a single mother really is?
That's a good question, Mira. Because now at this moment, when according to the government statistics, the women's ministry, we have about 800,000 that is registered single mothers.
Yep.
Even then, we don't know actually how many single mothers are there in Malaysia. So to qualify for the single mothers, what we need now, what we're trying to do is legitimate single mothers. You know, but any single mothers who comes there and say that they are single mothers and they come for aid, we're not just going to leave them. You know, there are certain criteria that we are going through now. This is a special criteria that we are working with also the Kementerian Wanita to find the best resolution that we can do. You see, what we're trying to do is here, Mira, we're trying to form another step that the ministry or us can use as a platform. So Single Mothers International is another platform we are going to use to get this empowering of single mothers. And the single mothers, actually, with the SM Foundation, who the president is the Ejen Mohamad Nasiruddin Dato' Seri Mohamad Najib, and me as the secretary, we are working together for this foundation to actually... This foundation is a non-profitable organization where we are trying to actually... set this foundation to get more single mothers to join us so where we can give them aid.
Okay, so that is... So where are you going to get the funds from? I mean, that's going to be your biggest challenge.
Now, even though now, Mira, that's the biggest challenge that you are facing now, because we are out there doing all what we can for the single mothers. But what we want to do or what we are planning to do, we cannot do without funds. That's the most important thing. So we are seeking the best from corporate bodies, organizations, to help us in this aid to fight the stigma of single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we are first actually drawing this golf and gala dinner on the 16th, and followed by events, and followed by other events that what we can do is to raise funds. But at the same time, we're going to come up with our products, and our products will actually generate funds,
right,
where all, whatever the mineral water or whether it's chocolates, a certain percentage of whatever we sell goes to SM Foundation, that is to help the single mothers.
Okay, so that's a revenue part from Single Mothers
exactly.
International, which is a profit-making
yeah.
Organization. How are you going to manage the two very carefully? Because there's a fine line between managing the foundation and managing the company. How will you do that?
At the moment now, the Single Mothers International is a separate incorporated under the what you call Companies Act. Yep. And the SM Foundation is cooperated under a different act that is under the what you call the Suranjaya, what you call
Registrar of Societies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. So these two is a separate bodies, and what we do is now the organization of the golf and all, it goes to the Single Mothers International, and where the proceeds of this Single Mothers International will be actually funded back to SM Foundation to help the single mothers. At the same time, we also have our dues and expenses where we're going to actually pay the people, organization, management fees and all these things, you see. So while the SM Foundation creates its own fund, the Single Mothers International is actually funding the programs for SM Foundation.
Okay. And you'll find, well, based on a study, and this is based on urban single mothers,
yeah?
Right. 72% of them are widows. 23% divorcees, 4% husbands went missing, 1% abandoned by husbands. Have we done enough study to understand the single mother situation in rural areas?
To be open and honest with you, Mira, there are a lot of studies that I feel that we need to go into, because we still don't understand what is single mothers. Who are single mothers? I get calls. After the soft launch, I had 2-3 calls, and then it followed by about a few hundred calls coming in, and different angles. You know, the first thing that I want to tell here is I had a single mother who called me. She said for 2 years she could not actually plater or give a proper meal to the child.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband passed away within the 3 years, within 3 weeks of actually coming with leukemia. So the thing is, how is she going to come into this? But at the same time, what she called and told me that now she's very well off. She's okay, and she's earning about $4,000, $5,000 salary. But the problem is flexibility hours.
Exactly. Support.
Support. Yeah. And how she's coming to ask me whether the government can actually give flexibility hours in working and get corporate companies to give flexibility. Because by the time she goes back, she could not serve the dinner on the table. Mm-hmm. Where the to the children and all. So I'm also trying to work something with the Ministry of Human Resources where we can see some flexibility hours for the single mothers. So a lot of things that we are looking into, the integrity part of it is a lot. So you talk about rural areas, how about urban areas?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
And what are the bus service providing them? What are the car service? You don't expect them to come and take a lunch, you know. So you have to have that flexibility hours, or maybe not coming at 9:15, maybe at 9:30,
yeah,
or going back or working on certain areas, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that we're looking into, Mira.
Who looked after your children, Saliana, when you went to work?
Nursery.
You send them to a nursery. But could you afford, to send them to a nursery and, you know, pay for food and housing and everything? Was that enough for you?
It's not enough.
Mm. So what did you do? Did you have to cut down on certain things?
Yeah.
Such as?
Maybe house rental, because expensive.
Yep.
And then transfer to school.
And when you talk about single mothers in rural areas, and we don't know very much, Ms. Devasan, so how are you going to attract or help them out as well? I know it's a very huge problem that you have at the moment. I mean, that we have as a nation, and coming in as a newcomer, you have a lot to do. But at the same time, there are other NGOs who are also doing similar work. So how different is Single Mothers International as opposed to other NGOs?
Okay, when we compare ourselves with NGOs, what we're trying to do here, actually, it's like a zero to a hero. You know, these single mothers, they face a lot of challenges demanding in livelihood. You know, and, to inform decision, equip them with skills. What we're trying to do is we are trying to equip them with skills, you know, protect them and support, you know, in certain ways. So what we're trying to do, the Single Mothers International will be organized to showcase their talents, emotional outbursts, conflict, intimate moments, heart-wrenching confessions of single mothers. So what you're trying to do from other NGOs is we are trying to tap what we can tap in the inner beauty that is talents. And from then what we're trying to create is we are going to create a brand ambassadors. While creating brand ambassadors, there are also people that are going to be left because they are not into that status, but we're going to bring them back. So if we're going to have our own factory, for example, the Single Mother International, we're going to start from the packaging right up to the directors as single mothers. So everybody has their stage. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that people educated or non-educated, who has talents or what. If we don't have the talents, we create the talents for them.
Everyone is most welcome.
Yeah.
What about experts? It looks like you will need experts in every aspect. Psychological support, medical, the expertise to train, are people coming forward? Or do you need volunteers?
Yes, we need a lot of volunteers at this moment. And the next thing is, we are working, for example, Avon is coming in, very much appreciated with Avon. They are giving us all the grooming sessions and they are promoting in one. And Open University is also coming in. And I am actually inviting the ambassadors. That is the embassies also. I'm inviting most of the embassies to come forward. I'm actually writing to them, explaining what are the interchange programs that we can do and the help that, each other can give us. And we're also inviting whoever that can come forward actually by creating this platform where they can stand in this platform to support the single mothers.
Okay. We're running out of time now here, but just very quickly, could you just tell me, Mr. Vasan, the gaps in programs to empower single mothers at the moment. There seem to be some programs out there, but there seems to be a disconnect between the mothers getting involved in these programs. Would you know what they are? Because there are a lot of training programs going on, and I don't know whether it's insufficient or whether people don't know about it.
That's the thing, Meera, people doesn't know about it. Now, we are bringing the awareness to it. Even today, after having the soft launch and coming on the papers and all, still people are not contacting us. I don't know. But we are trying to actually create an awareness where single mothers can use this platform to gain on it. And that is the most important thing that I'm trying to work with the press, I'm trying to work with the radio stations, to get this message across to single mothers. Mm-hmm. To bring them aware that there is such a program, that they can put a platform in it.
Right. Just to come back to my earlier question, how do you plan to capture the rural mothers, rural single mothers?
The only way what we can do is, what I'm trying to actually work with Encik Mohammad Nasifuddin, which I've talked to him on that, is to actually have placards or some kind of brochures which is written in Malay and English, and to get talk shows. And another thing is like Jom Hebo, go to the rural areas with our buses or cars and start actually talking to them and saying that there is such a program for you where you can get involved in and work together with this. This is what we can do, and that is why we're also trying to talk to the minister herself with the Ministry of Kementerian Wanita to help us to get this message across to urban areas.
Well, all the best. How do we contact you? Is there a phone number?
You can contact us at this number.
Yes.
That is 6207-9288.
Okay.
And our email address is www.singlemothersinternational.org.
Okay. So that phone number again, 0362.
That's our website.
That's your website. 0362079288. Or you can log on to the website, Single Mothers International.
No, www.singlemothersinternational.org.
Okay. Thank you both very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Meera.
Would you have a message, Mr. Vasan, for everyone?
Yeah, I have a message for everyone. Okay. I just want to say these few words. Reduce poverty, injustice, and advance human achievement. Where single mothers, my message across to you all is to come forward, to help us tear these iron curtains and having the word stigma of being single mother.
Thank you both for joining me today. K.S. Vasan, COO of Single Mothers International, Saliana Ramli, a single mother, on the plight of single mothers in Malaysia, on The Bigger Picture of the FM, 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.